The room was getting crowded. Upon seeing Sadie, Beck, and Tova completely sound and their bags undisturbed, he turned his attention to the half-orc who had resumed his place near the doorway to wait for the rest of the boarding party. Nico squared his shoulders and approached him.
"Are you Enoch?"
"Confident little guy."
"I am Enoch," the half-orc said robustly. "This is the Wukum. Welcome to my ship."
"Thank you. I'm Nicodemus Strom. These are my companions, Tova Barlaman, Sadie Harsk, and Beck Yeager. Good to meet you."
"You have said it."
Enoch had a funny way of speaking when using common, and Tova kind of liked it.
"We don't get visitors this far inside Karsh often."
"It's my understanding that we're going to Tirth to see your warlord, Drust."
Enoch's eyes jumped to the bald orc and Ursies, who had just emerged through the hatch, one after the other. Ursies kept his back turned and proceeded to pull the ladder up. Enoch held up a palm for Nico to wait a moment. His voice boomed as he addressed Ursies.
"What happened to you? Did our guests interrupt you in the middle of a shave?"
Ursies grunted and shot a brief dark look at Nico.
"These trespassers need to go to Drust."
Enoch's brow twitched into a frown.
"Trespassers? Burned and thrown in the hole until we reach Tirth,"
Ursies continued. He hauled the rest of the ladder up, plopped it on the floor, and slammed the hatch shut.
"Especially that one."
He jabbed a meaty finger at Nico. Enoch followed the direction he was pointing with surprise in his expression. His gaze jumped over the others. He noted Tova's dragon scale mail, Tova herself, Beck, scarred with a wild look in her eye which said she might do anything, Sadie, not very intimidating, but he might not think that if he knew how much damage she could inflict upon his metal ship. Then back to Nico, the half-elf with unruly hair and a bend in his nose, by appearances, no more imposing than Sadie. Enoch's confusion was evident.
"They are prisoners?"
As in, why aren't they hog-tied already?
"Prisoners!"
Nico echoed, his voice sharp.
"When your warlord is satisfied that I am who I claim to be, do you want it known that you treated a son of Erlendur as a prisoner?"
Ursies and the other two orcs bit their tongues. Enoch's eyebrows jumped.
"Son of Erlendur?"
Ursies grunted bitterly. Nico dipped his chin.
"I'm descended from Aaron and Joseph Erlendur."
"You are old Boldemar, yeah?"
They nodded. He tapped the back of one hand.
"Let me see."
They saw no reason not to oblige. They peeled off their gloves and held up their knuckles for proof. The temperature in the room chilled as Enoch turned his head slowly toward the three orcs. Ursies was working to seal the hatch. He didn't realize he was being stared down until Sideburns nudged him. Apart from the constant hum of the aircraft, the room fell quiet.
"This is my aircraft,"
Enoch said. His voice took a commanding quality.
"If you make a move against the Boldemar, I will throw you out of that hatch 2,000 feet above a gorge. Now put their bags in the locker and strap in."
"Actually, we can handle our own bags,"
Nico interjected.
"We'd prefer it."
"If it suits you, Nicodemus."
Ursies and his cohorts filed out of the congested room. Enoch stayed behind as Tova and the others shouldered their bags.
"I assure you no one will bother you on my ship."
He braced a hand on his chest. The corners of his mouth twitched upward, and he added an afterthought.
"Unless they stage a mutiny."
He chuckled and slapped Nico on the back, which caused Nico to take an involuntary step forward to catch himself.
"But then, we're all dead. They don't know how to fly."